Today we are doing our final class in the Eight Limbs of Yoga series, and today's class is on Samadhi, bliss. Hello and welcome to Namaste Yoga, episode 231 of Namaste Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here at the grounds of the beautiful Government House in Victoria, BC. I'm so happy to be here today to share with you these gorgeous surroundings. I have beautiful surroundings in front of me that I get to enjoy, and you get to enjoy the beautiful surroundings behind me. The Straits of Juan de Fuca behind me, and Mount Washington behind me, and the beautiful gardens of Government House behind me. And I just wanted to mention that this little bush here is all fenced off because no doubt there are many deer that grace these gardens. And I have to say the deer here are somewhat treated like raccoons were treated in when I lived in Ontario, sort of like, oh, there's another deer. Because I think they kind of go through people's gardens here the way raccoons went through our garbage in Ontario. So that's kind of the story of the deer here in Victoria. We saw one just last night going through the streets when we were out picking up dinner for Tim's birthday dinner. So that's deer. They're everywhere here. It's kind of like, I was saying to Trinity last night, it's like, oh, it's like seeing a squirrel was in Ontario. Oh, there's a squirrel. Oh, there's a deer. They're all over the place here. So let me start by thanking Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I decided to wear my Yoga Makes Everything Better bamboo top today because I thought that that went well with Samadhi, our theme for today. And I'm wearing the new Squeezed Capri leggings. And then also thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props today. You're not going to need too many props. We're doing mostly meditation today because that's pretty much what Samadhi is, this just blissful state that you come into after you've been in dhyan, that continuous meditation. So you need a yoga mat, and if you have a meditation cushion, you might want to grab your meditation cushion, or you can use a folded blanket, or you might want a chair for that meditation. Today's testimonial comes to us from Evelina from YouTube, and she says, "Thank you for the great keys you provide me with. Often you hand the first key and let me realize there's a lock for it to be found." And I thought that was just such a great description of the way that the teachings are offered here at Namaste Yoga. And with the help of the yoga practice, I find and open them one lock at a time. One lock at a time, I free myself, so shall we all. Your lessons are an important part of my spiritual practice, so I thank you for your good work in service to the divine. This class, and she's talking about Namaste Yoga 230 Dhyan, that was last week's class, brought me through the gates of inner peace. Your kindness towards yourself and Tim helped me to be kind to myself too, and not to judge or demand too much of myself. I enjoyed every moment of this class, sending peace and love to from Finland to all the Namaste Yogis. Your practice is building the heavens upon earth, Evelina. So thank you so much for that testimonial. So go ahead and rest back on your backs to receive the teachings of yoga on Samadhi, bliss. Today's final class in the Eight Limbs of Yoga series, Samadhi. Chapter 5 of the Bhagavad Gita says, and describes samadhi as a profound state of meditation when your breathing becomes slow, steady, and even. So that brings back, and I've been talking about the whole time how the eight limbs of yoga are cumulative and then they lead all into each other. So that's your pranayama, that was the second limb of yoga. And the windows of the senses close all outward senses, that was the pratyahara. So see how all these things come together. With samadhi, your mind is quiet, free from its usual activity, emotions, desire, fear, and anger. Eknath Ish Warren says that when all sensory and emotional tides have ceased to flow, your spirit is free, mukti. Generally, one arrives at samadhi after a long period of meditation, and we talked about that last week, dhyan, and after many years of practice. Samadhi can be described as an equal and balanced way of thinking. Your mind is clear, pure, and untainted by judgments, and you see things as they really are. This blissful state is usually achieved through meditation, or that continuous meditation, dhyan, that we talked about last week. Nishchala Joy Devi describes samadhi as merging with divine consciousness. So as you rest back here, I want you to think of a time in your life when you've had an experience of merging with divine consciousness. Can you think of a time in your life when you've had that experience of merging with divine consciousness? Maybe it's been a time in nature. Perhaps it was a sense of timelessness or union when expressing yourself creatively. Maybe it was an experience of connection with another living being. It could have been a time of emptiness or connection during your meditation or yoga practice. The end of book one of the Yoga Sutras describes the progressive withdrawal of individual consciousness, chitta, into the ocean of universal consciousness, chitta. Nishchala Joy Devi translates chapter 1, verse 41 of the Yoga Sutras like this. As a naturally pure crystal appears to take the color of everything around it, yet remains unchanged, the yogi's heart remains pure and unaffected by its surroundings while attaining a state of oneness with all. This is samadhi. With samadhi, we remember our divine selves, selves with a capital S, and see only the divine selves, capital S again, within others. The tuning of our minds, the turning of our minds and emotions are temporary distractions. And the truth brings us back to our self, self with a capital S. Even though we temporarily take on other personalities and character traits, when we remember our true self, capital T and capital S, we come back to our pure and unchanging divine nature. So can you think back to a time this week when a circumstance has disrupted you from your center and you did not act from your true nature? Probably, if you're like me, you don't have to think back very far. Now, with a loving kindness and gentleness, notice how did you come back to your divine self, your true self, to your center? So this momentary change of character or personality is not the truth of who you are, but a temporary distraction that might have lasted minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, but it's an invitation for us to return back to our center. Through ahimsa, loving kindness, dharana, gentle awareness and dhyan, continuous awareness, we can come back to our divine self. We can remember that this is a practice, and so we do it again and again. So on our membership site right now in our meditation group, Michelle, who leads up our meditation group, did this amazing post this week about how our meditation post is like picking up a cute puppy and bringing it back again and again. So it's like that. Nishchala Joy Devi tells us that when we steady our minds and our heart, samadhi, bliss, or infinite love will become our more frequent state. So reflect on what these teachings mean to you in your life right now. So how are these relevant to you? How do they speak to you? And what is it that you are trying to create in your life right now? And go ahead and form an intention for your practice today. How could this practice best serve you in your life right now? What do you most need from this yoga practice today? And then once you've formed your intention, you can stay lying on your back. We're going to be doing a lot of seated meditation today, and so we're just going to do a few warm-ups to begin to release your hips and your shoulders. Okay, so you're going to stay lying on your backs, as I said, and bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. You can just keep your hands down by the side of your body to begin, and just start by rolling your head from side to side to release your neck. Let your head be really heavy. Inhale, center, and breathe out to the side. And then hold on to your elbows. Just inhale, lift your shoulders up, and then exhale, drop them down. And then inhale, bring them up to your ears, and exhale, drop them away from your ears. So they're both dropped down onto the ground and away from your ears. And then lower your elbows and your head to one side. As you breathe out, inhale, center, and lower your elbows and your ears down to the other side. As you breathe out, and breathe in, center. And then breathe in, center. Now just keep your head in the center, breathe out, lower your elbows to one side. Moving slowly with breath, letting your awareness, your gentle awareness, be with the breath, your breath, and your movement. Breathe in, center. And breathe in, center, and let your elbows go the opposite direction of your head. And then bring your head and elbows back to the center again. This time, take your feet about as wide as your mat. And then lower your head and elbows to one side. Sway your knees to the other side. Breathe in center. And sway your knees and elbows opposite direction. Again. Breathe in center. Breathe out. Sway. And then come back to the center. And from here, we'll just stretch out your hips to prepare you for sitting. So all you're going to do is cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. Draw your left knee in. Reach your hands through the keyhole. Hold on the back of your thigh. And just draw your left knee in as much as you need to feel something happening on the outside of your right thigh and into your buttocks. Keep your shoulders nice and heavy. And then release down and uncross your right leg. Cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Open your left knee out to the side. Draw your right knee in towards your chest. Reach your left arm through. Hold on the back of your right thigh. And again, just draw your right knee in until you feel something happening on the outside of your left thigh and your left buttocks. And then you can either rock yourself up or roll to your side to come up to all fours. Okay, so when you come onto all fours, take your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. And we're just going to keep warming up your spine. So you just exhale and round up through your back. Arching your back and inhale and dip your back. Exhale, round up to your back. Inhale. And then one more, we'll just stretch out the backs of your legs here before we come into our first seated meditation. Tuck your toes under, sit right back onto your heels here, stretch out the necks of your toes, and then reach your legs long and come into Adho Mukha Svanasana. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. And then bend your knees, lengthen through your spine. and paddle your heels. And then you can come on back down and prepare yourself for seated meditation. So you may want to sit on a meditation cushion, a folded blanket, even a chair. We're going to be doing three consecutive seated meditations. So we're going to be sitting for the rest of the class, probably about 30 minutes with breaks in between. So find a comfortable seat. The first meditation we're going to be doing is a meditation to call in the divine, and I will get Tim to time this one for 3 minutes for us. Meditation to call on spirit. So you're going to sit cross-legged if you can, in easy pose, one leg in front of the other, with a straight spine. And Jalandharapan, just a slight chin lock. That just keeps the back of your neck long. You're going to raise your arms up to 60 degrees. Above your head, elbows and wrists straight, palms face in, fingers are straight and together, thumbs are relaxed. You're going to visualize a flame at your heart center. Breathe long and smooth and deep. So 3 minutes here. Visualizing a flame at your heart center. Relax your shoulders, use the muscles of your back to keep your arms up. Keep your arms straight, keep your wrists straight, keep your fingers straight. Visualizing a flame at your heart center, long, slow, deep breaths. Take a deep breath in, hold and feel a prayer for the loftiness of the Creator, Mother Earth, and peace. Exhale, breathe in, Hold your breath, feel in your heart the blessing of the Divine Mother. Exhale, inhale deep, hold your breath, feel the taste of the sweetness of life. Exhale, sweep your arms down, bring your hands in the Gyan Mudra, take your thumb and index finger together. And meditate here for a moment. Feel the effects of this meditation to call on spirit. Okay, now release. Give your legs a little stretch. Maybe a little stretch for your arms. That's why we did all those shoulder stretches before. Oh, Tim wants me to tell you what I did to my forehead. Is that what you want me? Okay. It was a little run-in with the curling iron. Okay. Now the... Pardon? It shows up, yeah. It's kind of a big boo-boo. Okay. Next meditation is called the Prosperity Meditation. And it's a really, to me, it's a really beautiful meditation for bliss because it has the words bliss in it. This meditation instills the strength of knowing your own abundance, joy, and beauty. See, this is nothing. I am still beautiful with this. Yeah, beauty comes from the inside. So you're going to sit comfortably in easy pose. You can have your hands wherever you want here on your lap. You can have them sitting like this, whatever is comfortable for you. If you have a favorite mudra, go ahead and take that. You can choose your hand position. We're going to do this one for 11 minutes. And you're going to recite the words, I am bountiful, I am blissful, I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am beautiful. And feel the words permeate all 72 trillion cells of your body and your being as you experience their truth. You are bountiful. You are beautiful. You are blissful. Know this truth, experience it, and accept it. So close your eyes, repeat silently to yourself, I am bountiful. I am blissful, I am beautiful. I am bountiful, I am blissful, I am beautiful. I am bountiful, I am blissful, I am beautiful. Allowing that to permeate all 72 trillion cells of your being. I am bountiful, I am blissful, I am beautiful. Repeating those phrases to yourself over and over again. Gradually allow your breath to deepen. Allow those phrases to come to an end for now, knowing that you can come back to them at any point during your day. You can carry them with you whenever you want. Gradually open your eyes. And again, wiggle and stretch out. Stretch out your legs. Okay, so our final meditation for today is a meditation for your radiant body. And again, you're going to sit in easy pose for this if you can, or you can sit on a chair. Either is fine, whatever is best for your body today. And you're going to sit with your hands on either sides of your ears with your index fingers curled under your thumbs. It's a variation of the Yan Mudra. Keep your elbows down, and your focus is going to be on the tip of your nose. So your eyes are going to focus here when your eyes are closed. You make your mouth the shape of an O, and you're going to breathe long and slow and deep. And like this. And we're going to breathe like this for 11 minutes. And while you're breathing, I'll tell you more about this practice, this meditation for your radiant body. Breathe in and out through your O-shaped mouth. So Yogi Bhajan says that you are known by your spirit. You project out your radiance. You are loved and honored by your excellence. And this is, I almost toyed with taking this out, but I think this is worth contemplating. Are you loved and honored by your excellence or your stupidity? It's really your choice. Who are you? You are a human being. Hue means spirit, the light, the hue. Man means now, mental being, being in the now. Now you are the spirit of your mind. You are the bright light of yourself. That is your identity. Keep breathing in and out through this O shape of your mouth. For your radiant body. Okay, to finish, take a deep breath in and hold. And exhale, bring your hands down. Meditate here on the effects of this breath practice. The effects of this meditation for your radiant body. And then you can finish your practice here, or you can go ahead and rest back in Shavasana. As you rest back in Shavasana, reflect back on your experience of this class on Samadhi and the three meditations you did today. The meditation for your radiant body, the I am bountiful, I am beautiful, I am blissful meditation, and the meditation to call in spirit. To call on spirit. And also remember back to the teachings on Samadhi offered at the beginning of the class and what it's like to for you to have that connection with your divine self, your true self. And then those times in your life where you get pulled away and it feels like you're taking on other personalities or character traits, and what it's like for you to come back to your center, to your true self. So from all of this, what stands out? What seems most important to you? And how does that connect to your day-to-day life, to your lived experience every day? What's one small thing you can take with you off your mat and into your life this week? Not a big change the world kind of thing, but one small thing that will make a difference to your life and those that you connect with on a day-to-day basis. And then gradually allow your breath to deepen as a way to invite movement back into your body. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes, circle your ankles and wrists. Start to stretch out. Bend your knees and roll to your right side. Use your left hand to push yourself up to seated. So thank you so much for joining me for episode 231 of Namaste Yoga. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may your joy be as deep as our Pacific oceans. And there's something about the trees in our forests. Something about, may you have the prana from the trees in our forest, probably. Something like that. I hope you have a wonderful week. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.